We're talking with Dr. Edmond Bonjour, of course, the director of the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program. And Edmond, you're in the process of finally closing out Class 19, and you're almost ready to roll forward with the continuation of Class 20. 19, first of all, you said over 1,000 days since these folks first met each other.
Yeah, it's been 1,075 days from their first seminar together. And we are thankfully wrapping that up today with graduation ceremonies. It's a lot more informal than we normally do just because they've been apart for quite a while. But we have finally concluded Class 19, and they'll have probably the record for the longest time together being a class.
And 19, you know, weren't able to get everybody here because you've already had some folks take positions outside of Oklahoma and move on, you know, kind of using some of their experiences.
We have, and that's one of the aspects of the program that I really like is that people advance pretty quickly after they've been through the program. They take on new responsibilities, and yes, we've had a couple move, one to the West Coast and one to the East Coast, taking new roles in their life, and that's always great to see when our program starts expanding nationwide.
Class 20 had to put it on pause because of the pandemic. Finally, we're going to see some movement.
We are. We finally have our first seminar scheduled this fall in October. We will kind of pick up where we left off a year ago. We had to terminate after our November seminar in 2020. We've kept active by Zoom seminars and have had some really good discussions and good speakers throughout that time. But the class is ready to get back together in person, and so am I. And we're anxious to get started in the fall.
So this will kind of throw off the schedule of tradition anyway. It'll be a year later when we'll see the Class 20 have their international trip and then graduation.
That is true. Instead of starting and ending on even years, we'll start and end on odd years. And so that'll be a little different to get used to. But I think that was the best overall plan for the current class. And we'll just proceed forward after that.
With 19 classes now under our belt, 20th class underway. What do you think this program has really meant to Oklahoma?
I think it's had a significant impact in the agriculture industry because of the roles that people have taken once they've been through the program. I mean, people become more active in their local, whether it's local ag organizations or school organizations, civic organizations. And then you look at the alumni as a whole, and a lot of those people have gone on to state and national levels. We have people that have served and currently serving in the legislature. We've had people that serve on commissions and boards and secretary of ags. And all those people have taken their experience from our program and put it into practice. And that's always wonderful to see when the people that have come through our program have an impact on agriculture, not only in Oklahoma, but nationally and worldwide.
Seems that truly this is one piece of the puzzle. It's not their only leadership development activities, but it gives them an opportunity to mix with a whole set of people that maybe have got a lot of different perspectives, and at the same time they see maybe some parts of agriculture they didn't really know before.
That is very true, because we all kind of pigeonhole ourselves. We specialize in one particular area of ag generally, and so our program gives them a very broad perspective and opens their eyes to areas that they're not normally exposed to, and I think that makes them more of a well-rounded person, so they have a perspective not only of their area, but of other areas, and can have, you know, very accurate conversations about topics that they don't specialize in, but they have enough knowledge about that they can converse with other people about that and make intelligent statements and make good decisions so that it's not just benefiting their area, but it's benefiting all of agriculture.
I guess we're a little ways away from Class 21, but still, if somebody's wanting to get more information, they can go to the website, right?
That is true. We will start releasing the information for applications in February of 2023. That sounds like a long ways off, but it's really not. And then those applications will be due on May 1st of 2023, and then we'll start Class 21 in August of 2023.